Oh, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am chatting again with Allison Ostrander. She is the director of risk tolerance over at Simpler Trading. Allison, you and I were talking off mic about some of the stocks that you are paying attention to. The first one that came to mind is Boeing. So Boeing, I think we all know, has had its time in the headlines for a very negative sense. They're still dealing with a lot of their mechanical issues or whatever issues that they are with that new jet that they have produced. And the stock has been hit hard, but that's after a very nice run in 2008, 2017, even 2018. Where do you think the trading range is now? It seems like even though Boeing did get hit hard, it's in a wide trading range and still not completely breaking down.
Yeah, I agree with that, Corey. The great thing about Boeing is that on the charts, it's technically just following through with a healthy pullback since the run-up that we've seen really from December of last year into this year. So it's pulled back quite nicely to the 100-period simple moving average. It actually pulled back to that level whenever the news first dropped on that Monday on the 11th. And then since then, it's been kind of trading within that same 37-point range. But every day it's continued to hold that 100-period moving average, which is currently at 363, quite nicely. So I think if it can continue to hold that level, we'll probably see a bounce up going into 392, 400 to go back and test some of the resistance levels. And if we are able to manage to break some of those, I think it's very easily that we could go back up towards 420, 440 and retest some of those prior highs that we had just this earlier this year.
So when you say 420, that to me also just shows that filling of that gap that was put in about 2 weeks ago. Is that something you're watching as well?
Absolutely, yeah. I don't usually take trades off gaps themselves. However, when I see a gap, I know sometimes it can act like a magnet for the price. So when that occurs, it's something I do pay attention to. Sometimes it takes a few years to fill it, which is why I don't necessarily trade off of them. But it's definitely one I'm keeping a close eye on for Boeing because it can move quite a bit. And I wouldn't be too surprised if it can break above these short-term resistance levels that it will go back up, you know, within this year and fill that gap and go back and retest those highs.
So Boeing is a great example of a stock that is headline driven right now because we just don't know how it's all going to play out with their new airliner and how, if they can even get it back in the air, the time frame on that. How do you balance out trying to trade a stock by looking at the charts, but also understanding that a headline, which should be expected for either good or bad, it's hard to tell, could really drive that price?
Well, I just stay focused on the technicals. So if the headline starts to drive it down and I see it start to break that 100-period moving average, then I'll probably flip more into covered calls or into some puts on the option side and play that more down towards the lows that it had last year before it just did this run up from December of last year going down into 320 or 300. But what's funny to me is that the news will usually be a catalyst for what the technicals are showing me. So, you know, the catalyst recently of the news was that 737 MAX plane and all the issues that happened around that. But it went right down to technical support levels where it's managing to hold. So if it can get its act together on those, I do think that can help bounce back up with the price.
Yeah, I find it so fascinating that even when you have headlines driving a stock, technicals still play a very big role. Let's also look at the tech sector because we have seen nice price moves by a lot of these high-flying tech stocks. Apple has gotten a nice bounce. Amazon's gotten a nice bounce. And even more importantly, I think Microsoft has just reached a new all-time high. What's the significance of seeing these tech stocks get a buy after that rough Q4 that they had last year?
Well, I think if anything, if we go back to a longer time frame on a lot of these tech stocks, whether it's a weekly or monthly chart, a lot of them were in need for a pullback. For example, Microsoft just really continued to show a long run. If you go back on a weekly chart, back from really 2016, and we never really saw a strong enough pullback until the pullback that we had in October of last year, where it finally saw a little bit more of a retracement. Didn't quite reach that 100-period moving average, but it was at least a healthy enough pullback and consolidation for a lot of the indicators to reset themselves before starting to pick back up again. So in particular with Microsoft, now that we've broken above those prior highs and are starting to turn those into support levels, my next target is around 123. And if we can start to break that resistance, then there's nothing really stopping it from just continuing back in a long-term bullish trend.
Are you also carrying over some of this more bullish action for the tech stocks into what the overall broad averages are doing?
Yes, absolutely. I think if anything, whenever we take a look at this versus the market itself, like SPX, I know we've discussed before, a lot of, you know, the market itself needed a bit more of a healthier pullback with just the run-up that we've had the last few years. We never really saw a strong enough pullback in the market to have the technicals really reset themselves. And now that we've had that from October of last year, a lot of them moved down to strong support levels, whether that was on a weekly or monthly chart. And now we're finally starting to get that bounce back up and that breather. And of course, you know, if things work out well with China, which I think in the news recently, the trade deals might have been put on hold again. But if things can start to work out economically with that, with the Brexit and everything else, I think that will just help be a further catalyst to drive markets back into a bullish trend again.
So it sounds like you do see some potential here for a nice bullish trade for the U.S. equity markets, even as they have been heading higher. How much of that also is predicated on that break that we saw at the tail end of last week and a strong weekly close?
Yeah, a lot of it depended on that. For example, with SPX, whenever on the weekly chart we finally started to break above some of the highs that we had a really hard time actually going into this week. If you look back on a daily or weekly chart, once we had crossed below the 2815, 2820 level back in October, we had a really hard time trying to get it back above that level. Each time we tested it, whether it was in November or December or earlier in February going into March of this year, we had a hard time breaking above that level. We kept seeing the market drop back down and either go back to lows or new lows to the downside. But just within the last few days, we've finally been able to break that level. We're starting to hold it as support. And I think that's an excellent sign now that we've started to break it, that more than likely we will go back up and test our prior highs, at least within this year.
So Allison, to wrap us up here, are there any other sectors that you are watching closely or that you're actually getting a little bit afraid of, either because they haven't shared in this rally or, quite frankly, they've actually been breaking down?
Well, I am a little bit concerned for some of the airlines themselves. Delta and Southwest, for example, have had a hard time really getting back above their 100-period moving averages with everything that's happening. They haven't quite seen as strong of an upturn as I would like with the rest of the market. So I am a little bit more cautious on those, a little bit more bearish if they do start to break some of these recent support levels that they have on a daily chart, that they could go back down to their lows that they made last year and test those once again. So I'm a little bit cautious on some of the airlines and what they're doing. I would probably stick more to the tech sector and just playing the SPX itself to the upside overall.
Okay, there are some comments from Allison Ostrander. There's still no argument that can be made after that break that we had happened in the U.S. equity markets that the momentum is still heading higher and the trend is still higher for U.S. equities. Maybe the Fed will change all that tomorrow, but at the same time, who knows? It does seem like it's hard to fight the trend when you do have this much money that was sitting on the sidelines slowly entering these markets. Allison, great chatting with you. Thanks again for taking some time today.
Of course. Thanks, Corey.